Well, the old traditional instrumental to start a show off. Oh, the mic's too loud again. Is this show always... This should be called The Mic's Too Loud or The Mic's Too Quiet Show. G-Minus Mark back for Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks, and Geeks. And I'm still messing with the controls. How's that? That's it. Oh, that looks a bit better. Okay. Yeah, it's been a long time, of course. I always promise I'm going to be back quick, and then I disappear into the who knows where. Excuses? The dog ate my homework. No, the dog ate my microphone. That was it. Not really. I did a show when I first moved to this new place and said I'd be back, and I did another show, and I got like an hour into it and accidentally erased it. So that was... Then I was completely defeated, and I didn't know what was going on, so... Do I ever know what's going on? I don't know what's going on. But I am back, and I have had some very, very good records in lately. It's embarrassing the amount of good stuff I've had in, and it's not like a thing I'm trying to brag about. It's just I've had some good stuff in. I've been lucky. I've been lucky in some cases, and I've also overspent in other cases, but sometimes you've got to do it. Show opened up with Galaxies on Chess, a record I've been looking for forever. That was called 615. It wasn't that side I was looking for. Queuing up this one because I'm just going to flip it. It was this side. This has been on my wants list for years and years and years, and I finally found a copy on a doo-wop site, and I was pretty happy to grab it. It's definitely not a doo-wop record. Being on Chess, it's for some reason it's pretty rare. I hardly ever see it. I think I first heard it years ago on a Sin Alley or a Desperate, I forget now. But I digress. This is the Galaxies on Chess. He's said now for about 10 times. Good way to start off the show with the vocal proceedings. This is This Rock and Roll.
Seeing this rock and roller, this a business she's gotta go. But I'll just happen to be all solo. This a rock and roller. Company here I go, I say, hey man, like I got a show. He says, listen to me kid, I'm the man in the know. Yeah, I like to play and I'm slow. I say, whose fans are buying these platters? Glenn Miller's or Clyde McFadden's? He says, listen to me, kid, we'll give you a break, yeah. Or let's make a tape. Here we are just a 1 year later, getting engagements like a hungry alligator. Playing our songs in a rock and roll show and I reckon in the dough.
Thank you. two, I think, go together pretty well. That was Mike Sanchez and the Rockatones on the Mate label, M-A-Y-T-E. Pretty cool looking label. It's got a girl on the label. Yeah, just one of those good rockers. So, next record. After all the palaver and complaining I did on my last show about having to sell a Jimmy Grubbs to pay for the collection I bought, I have another Jimmy Grubbs. How can anyone have two in 1 year? I feel blessed. This wasn't one of those lucky finds. This was something I paid top dollar for from Nikulu Conrad in Switzerland. But, you know, one comes along and you let it go and you say, I'm never going to get another one of those. And another one gets offered to you. And what do? You say, I'll do it. So Jimmy Grubbs and his music makers, a bit of a holy grail record. On the Mac label, a good title for this month's show, I think. This twice a year show. Let's rock tonight.
Well, I'm not from the city, baby. I'm not from the town. I'm just a poor old country boy just trying to get around this city rock. Let's rock tonight. Well, come on over, baby. Let's rock tonight. I love you, baby, love you. Well, kiss you, baby, kiss you. Say, hold you, baby, hold you. Yes, love you, baby, love you. Well, come on over, baby. We'll rock tonight. Well, I can't shake my body, baby. Maybe I can learn this music rock. Let's rock tonight. Well, come on over, baby. Woo! Let's rock tonight. I'll love you, baby, love you. Well, kiss you, baby, kiss you. Say, hold you, baby, hold you. Yes, love you, baby, love you. Well, come on over, baby. Woo! Let's rock tonight. Papa's old fox horn. We'll make believe, my baby, that it's a saxophone. Let's rock tonight. Well, come on over, baby. Let's rock tonight. I'll love you, baby, love you. Well, kiss you, baby, kiss you. Say, squeeze you, baby, squeeze you. Yes, love you, baby, love you. Well, come on over, baby. They rock tonight.
Oh, I'm leaving you, pretty mama. To wear you off my mind. I'm leaving you, pretty mama. To wear you off my mind. You give me trouble, trouble all the time. Six-fired horse, going two by two. Each step they take, each time through with you. Well, let's go! Well, if you don't believe I'm leaving, count the days. I'm leaving, count the days I'm gone. When you see your daddy, he'll be on a judgment morn. Well, I got a six-fired horse, going two by two. I got a six white horse going to the two. Each step they take, each time through with you.
With his monumental cover of Clyde Moody's Six White Horses, Stan Johnson, probably the toughest record to get on Ruby, well, in my experience anyway. Great double-sider, Big Black Train on the flip. Should we flip it? Let's flip it. How can you not play it? I was lucky to get this one from Ira Pandos. I didn't imagine I'd get a copy of this year, but then again, who thought I'd get another copy of the Jimmy Grubbs? So yeah, I'm going to flip it now on Ruby, Big Black Train, Stan Johnson, and the Blue Dots? No, hold on. What is that? I'm going to stop it. The Blue Chips, of course. Stan Johnson and the Blue Chips. Big Black Train.
Well, I had the blue, but now they're gone. I'm on a big, big freight train, and we're moving on. I'm on a big black train and I'm moving on. I'm on a big, big black train and I'll soon be gone. With this big black train, it keeps moving on. Well, if you want me, baby, better get on the track. I've got a woman with a ticket and I won't be back. With this big black train, it's moving down that railroad track. I'm on a big black train and I'm moving on. I'm on a big black train.
Let's Jive It. So much better than the title suggests. Lee, is it Ebert or Ebert? I don't know. Whoever he was from Missouri. As is Jake Kemp, and he sold me that record. I'm pleased to get it on the Rocket label. Good double-sider, but we're just going for that side. Yeah. So next record, I don't know why I feel it necessary to name the sources of where I get my stuff from. Is it? Maybe it's counterproductive. Maybe you're all going to run out and steal my sources. But I don't really care. Have at it. Yeah, that was Lee Ebert. Next, I got a record from Max Stevens, who turned up two copies of this. The greedy SOB. I got one of them. This is David Ray on Cliff. He did two records on Cliff. Jitterbug and Baby is the one I would say I'd give my back teeth for, but I just had one of them removed, and I don't think the other ones are there. I like British. Don't have many teeth left. Well, I do, but all the ones that are gone are in the back. Is this interesting? I don't think so. But I managed to score a copy of Lonesome Baby Blues. David Ray also recorded under the name of Ray Smith on Heart with the legendarily rare Swingin' Boogie. He did another one on Heart as well as a duet, which I've got, but I've completely forgotten what it's called. And I guess the name change came when the other Ray Smith of Sun label appeared. So he changed it to David Ray. I think his name was David Ray Smith. Whatever his name was, it's Lonesome Baby Blues on Cliff, a classic.
So satisfied. Well, ain't it funny what a woman will try to do? Yeah, ain't it funny what a woman will try to do? She'll lie and cheat and try to pull one over you. I got the lonesome, lonesome, lonesome baby blue. I got the lonesome, lonesome, lonesome baby blue. Well, I got him so deep, I got him way down in my shoes. Take it around now. Sugar mamas, I need one to look after me. I think you're the one that I'm after. Might be the one for me. Well, I wanna get a time of honky tonk, and there ain't nothing else I wanna do. So come on, love me, baby. Don't make it out of blue, yeah. Might be the one for me. Well, she'll only be the sugar mamas. I need one to look after me. I think you're the one that I'm after.
might be the one for me. Well, I'm only gonna tell my honky tonk, and there ain't nothing else I wanna do. I'll come on to me, baby. Don't make it out of blue, yeah. Mama, I need one to look after me. It might be the one I'm after. It might be the one for me. When you're lonely, burning sugar, mama, I need one to look after me. I think you're the one that I'm after. It might be the one for me. Well, I want a good time, I'll be talking. And there ain't nothing else I want to do. I'll come on to me, baby. Don't make it out of blue.
Oh man, that voice. I kind of think that was Glenn Cooper and the Jets on Mecca. He did two records on that label, RCA Custom Presses. And when you hear that voice, I mean, there's a few possibilities. Maybe he spoke like that. Maybe he's like, hey, hello, I'm Glenn Cooper. I'm just going to sing a song, I'm going to sing a more. My guess is that it was like one of those early rockabilly attempts from a country artist who's like, well, how does this rock and roll thing go? I'm not entirely sure. It's kind of, well, I don't give a more. Whatever it is, it's hilarious and great at the same time. It's awful and fantastic. All those things rolled into one wonderful melting pot. I'd like the other 45 you did. Someone can send me one if they want. It's not my birthday till March, but I'll take it early. Next record, one I'm amazed to get. This has always been one of my long, long time wants. I even covered it in my old band. Not that anyone cares. I got a beat up copy, and I'm very, very, very pleased to have it. I couldn't believe it when it came up for sale. This is Bill Watkins on the Lucky label. Always liked Bill Watkins. He did a few different records. I first heard him on Cincinnati Rock and Roll, an LP I bought in the 80s, which had some good unissued things. He did a track called Big Guitar, which only came out on the LP, which I love. And he kept recording. I don't know if he still records, but I got like a modern-ish rockabilly album. Well, modern, not anymore, I guess, but in the 90s, which was good as well. Missed the Workhouse on the Lucky label out of Cincinnati, Ohio. It's just so great. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to turn the volume up as I listen to it.
I was a motivating down fine. I had to do 60 to make it in time. A red light caught me. I missed the break. I run right through it. For goodness sake, I missed the workout.
Missed the workout.
Oh, cop around.
Hop around.
So I kept on chugging that hot rod down in town. Kept that hot rod low and flying. Boys, you oughta heard them wheels a-crying. I sideswiped a feller in a Cadillac. Heard him swear, but I couldn't turn back. I missed the workhouse.
Missed the workhouse.
Oh, cop around.
Cop around.
So I kept on chugging that hot rod down in town. Well, I know that I shouldn't have been a-going so fast. My foot got heavy on the floorboard gas. I lost control of the wheel, you see. Like a little sports car came to Tennessee. Start begin to falling,
falling,
falling around my head.
Around my head.
And when I come to, I start to wish I was dead. Out of that car stepped the judge's niece. And up that road come a county police. I'm in the workhouse now.
Workhouse now.
Was a cop around.
Cop around.
And he locked me up in a workhouse away downtown. Heavy on the floorboard gas. I lost control of the wheel, you see. Knocked a little sports car through to Tennessee. Started begin to falling,
falling,
all around my head.
Around my head.
Well, then when I come to, I sort of wish I was dead. Out of that car stepped a judge's niece. And up that road come a county police. I'm in the workhouse now.
Workhouse now.
Was a cop around.
Cop around.
Well, then he locked me up in the workhouse away downtown.
fool out of me. She done a wiggle walking boogie. She boogied all the time. She done a wiggle walking boogie. She boogied down the line. I saw a little gal wear her hair up high. She done a wiggle walking boogie as she passed by. She done a wiggle walking boogie. She boogied all the time. She done a wiggle walking boogie and she boogied down the line.
Apparently she did the Wiggle Walking Boogie, says Art Ontario on the Illinois label. Started custom pressing. Oh man, pleased to get that one. It's got a slight crack in it. But the price was right, and it's a little couple of clicks in it, but it played. Next two records. I'm beside myself with happiness to get. Can you be beside yourself with happiness? Let me look. Oh, hello, Mark. How are you? I'm pretty happy, Mark. Ah, why are you so happy? Well, because Ira Pandos sold me both Tommy Cassell records. You're kidding me. Both? Hold on. There's a better way to do this. Let's try it again. You're kidding me. Both Tommy Cassell records? Indeed, Mark. I was as surprised as you are to learn this news. They must have been pretty expensive. They were expensive. They're a little beat up, but they were worth every penny. Tell me, Mark, who is the guitarist on those records? Well, sir, obviously, it's James Burton. James Burton played guitar on both of these. I think it was one of his first releases. I've got the one on Ram as well, the Jimmy Wilson Blues number one, and I can't remember if that predates this. But this is a teenage James Burton, one of my guitar heroes. On the James Wilson 45 on Ram, which I think might have been the first thing he was on, you can't really tell it was James Burton, but these records have all the elements of, you know, what he became when he was later with Bob Luman and, you know, Ricky Nelson and all that. But they're just such monsters. And I'm going to start off with Go Ahead On, record I first heard in the early 80s. Another record is, it has huge sentimental attachment for me and I love it. And to get both of them just makes me very, very happy. So I'm going to play two of the sides. I might play two of the other sides. I mean, it's four fantastic records. But I'm going to start with Go Ahead On.
Mama made my sister go to bed about a quarter till nine last night. She took down the covers and she said, babe, sleep real tight. Along about 12, heard feet a-tipping and I peeped down the hall and I seen sister slipping out the back door, down the alley out of sight. Oh, go ahead on, go ahead on, go ahead on, yeah, go ahead on. I began to wonder what was going on around town. Knew that gal didn't have no midnight pick. I followed her down across the railroad track to a jump they was having in a broke down shack to the boogie. Man, the party is great. Oh, go ahead on, go ahead on, go ahead on, yeah, go ahead on. Oh, go ahead on, go ahead on, go ahead on, yeah, go ahead on. Thank you.
about a jive at her wasn't no ordinary ball. She was shaking and a twisting and a getting real gone, with the cats in the corner yelling, go head on. It was a rocking. Man, you should have heard them squall. Oh, go head on. Go head on. Go head on. Yeah, go head on. Oh, go head on. Go head on. Go head on. Yeah, go head on. Oh, go head on. Go head on. You got it. How you use it? Ooh, it ain't what you got it. How you use it? It that's why I nearly lose my mind. Oh, I know a man. He's a little bitty fella. He ain't no bull, but he sure can bellow. He's the king of the cats when the sun goes down, and everybody knows it all over town. Ooh, it ain't what you got it. How you use it? Ooh, it ain't what you got it. How you use it, ooh, it ain't what you got it. How you use it, and that's why I nearly lose my mind. How you use it, ooh, it ain't what you got it. How you use it, ooh, it ain't what you got it. How you use it, and that's why I nearly lose my mind. Oh, I got a girl, she's built real keen. She can be good or she can be mean. She's the queen of the chicks when the moon shines bright. She's my rock and roll baby and she does it upright. Ooh, it ain't what you got it. How you use it, ooh, it ain't what you got it. How you use it, ooh, it ain't what you got it. How you use it, and that's why I nearly lose my mind.
It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. Man, that's a great record. The guitar is so dirty. Am I going to flip those two records over? Of course I am. Flip side of Go Ahead On, run long, little girl.
Run along, little girl, run along, little girl, run along, little girl, on your way. Run along, little girl, run along, little girl, I'm sorry we're parting this way. I don't know what's wrong, I know I've tried too long to find a way to get along with you. But each time I try, you always make me cry. I'm tired of always feeling blue. Run along, little girl, run along, little girl. Run along, little girl, on your way. Run along, little girl, run along, little girl. I'm sorry. Don't seem to glow. You've torn all my dreams. I'm dead inside it seems. You've got me feeling awful low. Run along, little girl, run along, little girl, run along, little girl, on your way. Run along, little girl, run along, little girl, I'm sorry.
rock and rock and a rolling stone. Been rocking around, just rolling on. I'm a rock and rock and a rolling stone. Little rocking hard, rolling all alone.
Tommy Castell, a thon. That was the last side. Rockin' Rock and Rolling Stone. Ah, it's so good to have those. Let's do another double shot. Two records, one I had and sold and regretted, as I often do. But, you know, as much of a record collector as I am, I'm always willing to let stuff go if I need money. And sometimes it's to buy other records. I think I sold this one to James Marshall way back when, as part of the deal when I wanted to buy my car, which I still have. And I've got most of those records back now, not all of them. I'm still missing the Jimmy Pritchett on Crystal, the Johnny Watson on Cactus, Royce Porter on Spade. But out of that box of records, most of them are back now. And this one's back. Got these from Christian Keddo in Germany. And both Starday Customs, both on the HG label. Two from Henry McPeak. And we're starting off with I Feel Like Yelling.
I thought that I had lost her on that day she went away. I thought she didn't love me and she'd gone away to stay. Today I got a letter and I can't believe it's real. I'm lending ear and listen while I tell you how I feel. I feel like yelling just as loud as I can ever yell. I just can't holler loud enough, I guess it just is well. I want to sing and dance, cause I'm as happy as can be. I want you all to know my baby's coming back to me. That day she went away. Since she's been gone, it seems that I have cried both night and day. But now I know she loves me and she's coming back, you see. I can't begin to tell you what this letter did to me. I feel like yelling just as loud as I can ever yell. I just can't holler loud enough, I guess it just as well. I want to sing and dance, cause I'm as happy as can be.
I want you all to know my baby's coming back to me. Just as loud as I can ever yell, I just can't holler loud enough, I guess it's just as well. I want to sing and dance, cause I'm as happy as can be. I want you all to know my baby's coming back to me. Made so golden, why the stars are shining in the sky. I wondered why my life was so lonely. Then tonight I learned the reason why. When you kissed me, the moon and stars in heaven sent down a lover's light for you and me. When you held me and told me how you loved me, I knew then you were surely meant for me. So now I know why the stars are shining, why lovers watch the golden moon up above. Now I can feel a little touch of heaven when I gaze up beside the one I love. When you kiss me, the moon and stars in heaven sent down a lover's light for you and me. When you held me and told me how you loved me, I knew then you were surely meant for me.
Double Shot, Henry McPeak on HG, When You Kiss Me. Rockabilly to us, probably country to him. I mean, that's probably was thinking that was more of a country record. It is what it is. Next up, I got a record on the Lou label. It'd be nice to have the Carl Miller on Lou. That's one I've never had. I've never had this either. Kenny Parchman, Get It Off Your Mind. Great record, but really what slightly overshadows it for me is the fact that he re-recorded it for Sun. Oh, it's my phone. Can you hear my phone tone? I'm going to have to put you on pause. Let's see who wants me. All right, we're back. That was a real mess up. I was trying to answer the phone. I was trying to pause it. Hit the stop button. Anyway. So, yeah, Kenny Parchman. You know, the Sun version only came out as reissues, reissue LPs, and there was a reissue 45 of it. And the Sun version is much better than the Lou version, but I still wanted it, and I have it. Get It Off Your Mind, Kenny Parchman on Lou. How many more times do I need to say that? No more times. I just need to hit the play button.
Well, if you like to go out to the flop and fly, you don't care if you live or die. You like that music with a beat. A little rock, 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 get it off your mind. Well, you got a feeling and it's in your soul. You think you got that rock and roll, and get your gal and come on in. This is the place where all the fun begins, where you can rock, 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 get it off of your mind. Well, if the rock and roll
rocking, let them rock. And if they're rolling, let them roll. If they're jumping, let them jump. And if they're hopping, let them hop. Let them rock, rock, rock. Get it off your mind. That feeling and it's in your soul. You know you've got that rocky road. Come on down, we'll have a ball. A rock the ceiling and shake the walls. And let them rock, rock, rock. Get it off your mind. Well, if they're rocking, let them rock. And if they're rolling, let them roll. If they're jumping, let them jump. And if they're hopping, let them hop. Let them rock, rock, rock. Get it off of your mind.
You're a gone dad in your Sunday best. But when you go home, baby, you change to a mess. I don't dig it, I don't dig it. It ain't right. I don't dig it, I don't dig it, it ain't right. All day you don't camp, but you're a perfect gym. Red as a dog, but you're fast as trim. You gave me a good day, my heart jumped with joy. But when I pick you up, baby, you look like a boy. With your blue jeans, roll a halfway to your knees. And your rolls with your shirt, with your raggedy sleeves. I don't dig it, I don't dig it, it ain't right. But you wear your pretty thing for everybody but me. I don't dig it, I don't dig it. It ain't right. You tell me, pretty baby, I'm the only one who rich. But all I ever get to meet you with is blue jeans paid. I don't dig it, I don't dig it. It ain't right. All day on the campus you refer to me. But when I pick you up, baby, you look like a boy. With your blue jeans and roller halfway to your knees. And your old fancy shirt with your raggedy sleeves. I don't dig it, I don't dig it, it ain't right.
I love that ending. I first heard that on a Rolling Rock reissue, and it didn't have that ending. My fifth copy of I Don't Dig It by Mike McAllister, one of my all-time favorites, found three copies in Van Nuys, California, back in the early 90s. I was driving around with my wife, came across a little record store. I looked through the stuff there, and there was nothing there, and I was just about to leave, and there was a pile of 45s on the counter, and on top was, I remember it was a Ricky Nelson Believe What You Say, and I'm like, oh, what are these? Guy said, oh, they've just come in. I haven't looked them up yet. I said, well, are they for sale? He said, oh, if there's anything you want, they're $3 each. And there was three copies of the Mike McAllister in there. And I always wonder, the fact that it was in Van Nuys, where Ronnie Wisey, you know, used to run the Rolling Rock label before he moved. I wondered if there was some connection there, like maybe in the 70s he had a bunch of copies or something and they wound up in there. And I sold two of those, kept one. Needed tires for my car. Sold the other one. Regretted it, as usual. Some years later, won another copy on eBay. And then ran out of money and sold it. And regretted it again. And now I've got another copy, which I really want to keep. I actually think I prefer 21, the B-side. But that seemed more of an apt record to play. I just love that. I mean, when that came out in Rolling Rock, I bought it probably when I was 13 or something. And I love to listen to all the words in there about this girl with the blue jeans and all this kind of stuff and old sweatshirt with raggedy sleeves and he didn't dig it. And I remember thinking, that's just what I like. I like the thought of a girl in an old raggedy sleeved sweatshirt and rolled up blue jeans. I don't want no prom dress. And I just remember, like, you know, listening to the words and thinking about it. And I think you don't do that kind of thing so much now when you're an adult. Now I'm a 50-something, you know. You listen to records and you listen to the guitar break or the particular sound, or you think about the label. But I think you kind of lose that magic of when you were a kid and you're listening to the words and you're picturing what he's singing about. You know, some girl coming around and she's all scruffy. And it's just, you don't do that anymore, do you? I don't. I wish I did. You lose magic, don't you, when you get older. Rambling, sorry. Another killer double-sider. I've got, like, a stack of killer double ciders here, and it's just tempting to play both sides. I don't know. I got this from Steve Munger in Texas a little while back. I was in contact with this guy's daughter once, and she sent me a photograph of him. Eddie Cleary, he did 245s in Kawana. This is the best one. This is Think It Over, Baby.
Everybody knows you've been running around. You can't keep a secret in this little town. You better think it over, baby. Think it over, baby. Think it over, baby, before you put me down. Ain't no need to drop your lip and pout. It's too late, doll, I done found you out. You better think it over, baby. Think it over, baby. Think it over, baby, before you put me down. Making me blue. I never believed until I met you. Listen here, doll, you better change your mind, cause a good man's still mighty hard to find. You better think it over, baby, before you put me down. All these years you've been doing me wrong. Once more, honey, and I'm a long time gone. Put up with you about as long as I can. When you lose me, baby, you lose a mighty good man. You better think it over, baby, before you put me down. Town, you better think it over, baby. Think it over, baby. Think it over, baby, before you put me down.
Great sound on that one. High fidelity. Darwin Nelson and the Blazemakers on Tech Records out of Chicago, Illinois. Lazy Lou. I think there's another version of that. Didn't he do that on two labels? I forget. Yeah, good one. Got that from Pascal Perot, the man who finds them all. Next record, another beat-up classic in the ultra-demented school. Probably needs no introduction. I'd love to think of the comparison. This is like the antithesis of a classic oldie. You know, you imagine your Time Life oldies. You know, do you remember the Everly Brothers? Wake up, little Susie. Do you remember, you know, Dion and the Belmonts? And can you imagine them slipping this in to, you know, blow people's perception of classic 50s rock and roll when you had a maniac hero like Herbie Duncan screaming at the top of his lungs, Hot Lips Baby. Another good two-sider. Ricky and the Rickatones on Manhattan. It's a good one out of Cleveland, Ohio. What can you say about that? It's pretty wild. I first heard that on a Buffalo Bop album years and years ago. And there's something about those old Buffalo Bop albums that, you know, again, bought them when I was a teenager. And they're all... When I see a 45 that was on a Buffalo, because I think I knew every track on those LPs and wondered about the originals, I still have that thing where I want to get them. Next, a very, very... I know I've played some special records, but none make me prouder than getting this one. I got this in that big collection that I covered on the last podcast a million years ago. And I didn't play it at that point. And it's probably the pride of my collection. It's probably the record I most wanted and could never sell. And I found this guy recently. He's dead now, but I found his relatives, and I have a picture of him with the band. We're talking about Dale Vaughan on Vaughan. I'm going to play both sides. I'm going to play High Step and follow it with something else, and then after that we'll play How Can You Be Mean to Me. And I'd always wondered about who he was, how he got an amazing sound like this. And I kind of pictured, I don't know if you've seen that photograph of Curtis Long and the Rhythm Rockets. I thought this had a slightly Hispanic sound in places and thought it'd be a young kind of, you know, young dude, cool rock and roller. And the photograph is fantastic. I don't want to share it at this point because I'm trying to see if I can get anything. There may be some other recordings. I'm not sure. I'm trying to work with his family. And I've got a blurry photograph of him with the band. And he was like a country duffer. Skinny guy, looked probably to be in his, at least in his 40s, thick horn-rimmed glasses, you know, string tie. And I got a photograph of the band stood outside like some kind of parking lot, looked like they're playing a live gig. And it's mind-blowing that the way they look compared to the way they sound. One of my all-time favorite two-siders, Dale Vaughan on the Vaughan label with the Star Notes, High Steppin'.
Yeah. She'll be my baby, 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 baby. She'll be my loving baby, darling. She'll be my baby, 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 baby. She'll be my loving baby, darling. Let's go one more, boy. I gotta find someone who cares, and I know that when I find that girl, I'm gonna love her through the years. She'll be my baby, 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 baby. She'll be my loving baby, darling. She'll be my baby, 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 baby. She'll be my loving baby, darling.
Tiny Tim. Not the Tiptoe Through the Tulips guy. Tiny Tim Bowman, cousin of Leroy Bowman, or Leon Bowman, on the Teen's Choice label. Leon Bowman recorded a bunch of great things. He did an EP on Reed with the infamous Rock and the Blues. Most copies of that are badly water damaged. And the legend used to be that they were buried at the estate of Leon Bowman in Alabama. And you know, early legends were they were buried with him and he was exhumed, which I think is untrue. And then I heard they were buried, they buried a bunch of his stuff in the yard and Case Klopp dug them up. I don't know if that's true or if they were just maybe in storage at his place and they got water damaged. Whatever the deal is, nearly all the copies that turn up have either got no labels or are badly water damaged. That one's water damaged, but the record's clean and it's not too bad, so I'm very, very happy with that. And before that, Dale Vaughan, I step in and I said I would flip it, and how can I not? This record has such a monstrous guitar break, and the whole sound of it is just incredible. And it just must have been a production accident. That's all. Look at the pictures of the guys. I'm sure it was probably wasn't supposed to sound this way, but bless them for their audio, you know, their audio mix that just came out to be such a monstrous sound. Dale Vaughan and the Star Notes, once again, How Can You Be Mean to Me?
boy.
Yeah, I know. Another all-time one, actually. My Shadow. The Rhythm Rockers featuring Ray Pate. Little Donnie Pate on guitar. That record is just... I just destroys me. I remember the first time I heard that was in Chicken Shack Records when The Drinker bought it out as a bootleg 45. And it was, you know, probably 1983 or something. And I thought I knew everything. Thought I knew all the Killers because I was a cocky little whatnot. And they played that. And I just remember thinking, oh my God. I think that might have been the same time that the DJ Jamboree Jimmy Grubbs EP came out as well, and they played that, and I just remember my mind being blown. I didn't for some reason have the Miami Rockabilly Volume 2, which had that and some unissued things on. The really amazing unissued thing they did was the two records featuring his sister Linda Pate with My Love Is Gone and The Slide, which are two incredible female rockers. I tried hard to try and track down Linda Pate. I tried a bunch of Pates in Florida and I haven't found her yet, but I'm curious about. I'd love to see a photograph because it's such a great record. Of course I'm gonna flip this over. I mean, who doesn't want to hear the other side? I mean, there's no picking a better side on this. Ray Pate, Rhythm Rockers, Lucky Day. It was my lucky day when I bought this.
Baby, I'm gonna hold her tight.
drives me crazy.
That needs a clean. It's a nice clean copy, but there's something on there. What's that noise? What is that? Oh, it's got a smudge on it. Okay. Billy Wayne, Love My Baby on Hillcrest. Another great double-sider. I chose that side. Got that from Max Stevens recently, who is currently in Argentina spreading the word of terror, serial killers, and Satanism, and doing his general best to mess up their economy and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure he'll be back soon to reap havoc on Texas. I'm going to bug out of here now because I got to go to work. Yes, I have a day job, of course. I'm going to end off with a track. This is the last Alvis Wayne 45 I needed. I've had Don't Mean Maybe Baby and Swing Bop Boogie multiple times over the years, but I'd never had a copy of this. I think this is not the most expensive one of his, but it's definitely the hardest one to get. I'm guessing this is one that didn't turn up in quantity, although I don't think Swing Bop Boogie did either. Swing Bop Boogie. Oh, it's definitely time to quit. I'm going to leave you with Alvis Wayne, Lay Your Head on My Shoulder on Westport. I'll be back, maybe. I've given up making promises. But thanks for joining me. This has been Truckers, Chuckers, Freaks, and Geeks, and I am G-Minus Mark, broadcast from the farmhouse, which is situated between Interstate 5, which is currently to my left, and Hicksville, endless fields of nothing, which is currently to my right. Later, Gators.
Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Lay your head on my shoulder. With each kiss we get older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Now, honey, honey, I can't help the way I feel. I know I'm young, but I know it's real. Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Well, now lay your pretty little head on my shoulder. Well, lay your pretty little head on my shoulder. Well, lay your pretty little head on my shoulder. Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love like we never. With each kiss we get older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Honey, I can't help the way I feel. I know I'm young, but I know it's real. Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Well, now lay your pretty little head on my shoulder. But lay your pretty little head. Now, honey, I can't help the way I feel. I know I'm young, but I know it's real. Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love.